Howie motherfucking Rosen. You heard?
That's who you're gonna shout out, bro.
What the fuck do you mean? How is that who I'm gonna shout out? Yeah, yeah, bro. He's the one who made the magic happen.
Players gotta play, bro.
It's true.
Yeah, Glaze City. But anyways, what I'm saying
what
is,
what do you mean?
What I'm saying, Howie Rosen made it happen.
You should thank what's that guy's name? David Tepper.
Yeah, who
lame ass
Giants guy, whoever Joe, that guy,
whatever yeah, his name is,
but Howie's the one
that idiot should have listened to his son, bro. Yeah, like his son was selling him
everything. Jaden Daniels, you told him Jaden Daniels
you
too.
Told Jaden Daniels,
he said don't let go of Saquon.
Yeah,
Jaden Daniels.
He told Malik Nabers, hire that guy.
At least they got Malik Nabers.
Howie Rosen is
That's
the one.
At least
Howie Rosen is the guy who gets the biggest shout out, bro. He brought in Vic. He brought in Kellen.
Yeah, Vic and Kellen.
And he brought in Saquon. He had the great draft picks. He brought in Zach Bond. He brought back C.J. Gardner-Johnson. What the fuck? He has to get the biggest shout-out. He transformed the team. And currently the organization.
It's clearly Saquon, bro.
He brought him
Saquon,
here.
Saquon the guy.
Saquon changed that team, bro.
Changed it.
But the defense has changed, bro.
Yeah, the defense is definitely better.
Defense is elite, bro.
Best defense in the league.
Nah.
Hopefully you know why, though. Split. That's because of Mr. Vic Fangio.
Don't look at me, bro. Talk to him, bro, because he's been disrespecting him all season.
How have I disrespected him?
Yo, how can a defensive coordinator make that big of a change, though? You kept asking,
look
Brandon.
Look at the players you got, though. Did you shout out the players before you said Vic's name?
No, I shouted out Vic first, bro. Vic's the one who made the play. He makes the plays. That's
every
how
every Vic Fangio defense has
this is
like
what they do, bro.
Three keys. He's strong rushing and like a game wrecker. Jalen Carter.
Gorilla.
So he just makes them.
Solid linebackers, which he has.
No, he gets them, bro. He gets them in place.
He just played like this, the defense played shit in Miami. So.
Well, Miami, you can't. They're a lost cause, bro.
They're cooked, bro. It's a tough franchise to see. What'd you say, brother?
All I'm really saying, though, is Saquon really saved your bacon. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
It's not he
there's
saved.
There's nothing
he,
wrong
he
with not, that.
He didn't save our bacon. He's a part of our team. So,
yeah, he did.
We didn't.
He changed your offense.
Okay.
You're in the Super Bowl right now because of Saquon.
Yeah, but it's not that he saved our bacon. It's because he's a part of the offense.
Didn't you just say that he saved your bacon
last week?
Game
that's because, yeah, because Jalen got hurt.
What happened in the first play of the game?
Yeah, bro.
It's just the terminology, bro. He's the best player on our offense.
You're gonna give the coordinator.
He's the best player.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna give the coordinator props for breaking over a 60-yard prop.
No, but Saquon's the best player on our team. Bar none. Easily.
Probably, arguably the best player in the NFL if it wasn't just a quarterback favorite.
League. Yeah, yeah.
Should be MVP, realistically.
Should be.
Should be everything. Comeback player of the year.
But yo, do you think Kansas City's going to do their weird shit? They're going to do their weird shit, right?
They're going to do their weird shit.
I don't think so.
I'm sorry.
I don't think so.
Unless Saquon has 200-yard game.
I don't think so.
But like a three-peat though?
Yo, bro. Honestly,
the only way you win that game is you have to control the ball and keep Kansas City off the field.
Yeah. The most worry you should be is that if something happens to the run game, it's like, are your receivers even prepared because they haven't seen the ball?
AJ Brown's back, though.
Did you watch the game today at all?
No, AJ Brown.
You know I was on the slopes, bro.
Yo, you didn't see, bro. The passing game was there today.
Was it there today?
AJ Brown was.
It wasn't there today, son?
I seen the score. I just saw 3 touchdowns Saquon. I was like, you know what?
Washington, bro.
That is one of the worst defenses in the league.
NFC Championship, though.
But Washington is one of the worst defenses.
It's a good game to get that groove back, though, for AJ Brown.
They played well,
I'm just saying. Yeah. Who really thought Washington was going to win? Who actually, in their heart? Maybe somebody wanted
just
them to
Washington
win, but nobody.
Fans, just Washington
I thought
fans.
Washington would have put up a better game than what they did.
They tried, bro.
It was kind of close in the beginning, but then.
No, it was.
Turnovers got them fucked up, to be honest.
How many fumbles did they have?
Three fumbles fucked them up. And
I don't even know what you guys were saying early on. Just going away from the run. Having Kenneth Gainwell running all over the place.
Hmm?
You don't remember
that? Yeah, that defense is kind of suspect there.
That defense couldn't even stop fucking Will Shipley, bro.
Yo, Will Shipley had a big return.
But it's also the defense probably like, we already got.
But yo, Will Shipley was the one who got like the 50-yard return on the first, before Saquon's 60-yard rush. Yeah, I'm surprised. I didn't even know this guy kid who was. I didn't know he was as elusive.
Spags.
Yeah, it's going to be a different defense.
2 weeks to game plan, and then you got to stop Andy.
That offense was looking lethal today, bro.
I feel like we're going to know how that game's going to go based off the first Eagles offensive drive.
Yeah.
We'll know who's going to win that game off the first drive.
You guys need to have a strong opening drive.
Here's the thing. They like Bills play them close, but they also play each other all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's already everybody knows what's going on.
The only part that I think
at this point they're divisional rivals.
Yeah, the only part that I think we have an advantage over Buffalo is we have a better pass rush. But I mean, Kansas City does get the ball out fast. You know what I mean? That is the problem.
But I mean, if you guys could stop that run game and force the ball to Patrick Mahomes, you have a chance.
I don't know about that.
Well, you have a better chance, is what he means.
Yeah. If you have the run game working, Kareem Hunt. Like he's playing today.
You know how you win? When Josh Allen had a chance with 3 points down, you win that game at that moment. You score a touchdown. Yeah, That's how you win against the Kansas City Chiefs.
You flipped that. Patrick Mahomes was getting that game brought back.
Yeah.
Down 32-29.
It's not going to be a blowout.
But is he getting that game back, or is just the coach is going to draw up something that's going to actually work? And your quarterback's not going to be getting blitzed by fucking 8 guys.
No, Josh Allen did throw a good pass,
though, bro. That was a fourth down.
It's the same thing that happened on the 3 plays before that, bro. He got rushed. He got blitzed like every play that.
Yeah, so he started bringing that weird.
Wasn't it?
It was pretty blitz heavy.
To tell you the truth, the play that the last play wasn't even a blitz, bro. It was just some weird 4-man rush that they didn't block for. I don't know how that shit
looked like a blitz, bro. There was like six.
Maybe I missed all the play, to be honest. I thought there was only 5 guys rushing.
They got away from the run.
But you know what they did? They went down after that 4th-and-1 stop. They went down, and then they started passing, is what their problem was today. Yeah. But they still scored a touchdown after that. Don't even get it twisted, bro.
I don't know why, though. If you're down 32-29, let's say you pass on that first play, I'd take the risk and run it the second. At least get some yards. Then you're stuck. If you don't get a completion, then you're stuck with a 3rd-and-10. And you're down.
But they think they have a better chance.
It's on Josh, too, bro. You're 6'6". You can't get a fucking push.
For the one?
Yeah, like that's crazy.
Bro, he's like
it's shit like that.
He's like 6'6", 240, bro.
Like, you guys, that's not happening to you guys. You guys are making it.
They make it for fun, bro.
Yeah, you guys are going to make that.
They stopped it once. And then they got six flags in a row, but they started doing
the hard count shit, and it was over after that.
It's going to come down to
the refs were like, yeah, we're going to give them a touchdown if you do this shit again.
I think Jaylen's going to have a good game.
It's just the turnover margin, bro. It's just, you play a team like Kansas City, there's just... Bro,
but brothers,
Buffalo didn't make any mistakes today, bro.
Yeah, and they still lost.
Yeah, but they made 1, 4th-and-1. That 4th-and-1, they got that at the game's different, I promise.
Is that a real turnover, though?
It's not a turnover. I don't consider it a real turnover. But that's a play that Buffalo should have. Like,
imagine if Kincaid catches that, too.
And what is that play in the end zone throwing a stupid fade? Like, what are you doing?
They scored after that, though.
I know, but what I'm saying is, what are you doing? What's the play calling?
Like,
bro?
If you do what Josh Allen's done all year, put him in a quarterback power out of shotgun. Exactly. No one is stopping that,
bro. That's what I'm saying. When have we even seen them throw that?
I don't know, man. But, that's what happens in championship games, bro. The guys try to do things that they believe that the other team didn't plan for.
Yeah.
And then they outduke themselves, man. They outduke themselves.
Yeah, that's not sure. He's like, I'm going to do this because they think I'm not going to do that. Exactly. I'm actually going to do this and they don't think that
I'm going to do
that. That's the problem. See, KC... They run plays, and they know that the defense knows it's coming. They just don't give a fuck.
Who cares? Still gonna work.
I just feel like that Bills offense didn't look good all year.
It still looks shaky throughout the playoffs.
I don't know though, man.
James Cook's a guy though, man.
It is.
Yeah, bro. But
it's like they pick up Amari Cooper. Didn't do anything with
that.
I feel like Coleman, number one pick, he make plays all season, but you barely see him like.
Right. I don't know what's going on with their receivers.
Bro, I think that motherfucker had like one target today, bro.
I think he had one target in like the last game.
Yeah, like he's just
like
a ghost.
On paper, it's a pretty solid receiver room. Keon Coleman, Amari Cooper,
Curtis Samuel, Kincaid, Dawson Knox, James Cook. Damn, bro, their team is actually like low key nasty. They're supposed to be.
Not nasty, bro.
They're good, bro. That's good.
Curtis Samuel, like, are we gonna act like
as a third
this
receiver?
Is like, even like running back wise, this one, like you have James Cook, but it's like you need that shift, like you need somebody like Saquon, bro.
Like a hammer.
They could use Worthy, but they traded Kansas City for that pick.
I don't think they would have used Worthy as well as Kansas City did.
Yeah, that's only some shit.
That's some gadget shit that they figured out.
That shit worked.
Like, yeah. These guys were running read options of Patrick Mahomes.
Like, you see, that's when I knew they were really trying to fucking win. I mean, I didn't think they were trying to lose, but like running a read option with Patrick Mahomes is some shit I'd never seen.
That's an example of something you don't think they're going to run working.
But do you see how many yards? Like, he was like 11-yard rush.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
Not like he's a touchdown. Yeah, it's not like he's a
quick guy. Run so fucking like weird too. It's like
I would have rather Lamar played this game today.
Say it. There would have been a better chance.
I don't know if there would be a better chance, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Your Kansas City's fucked.
Got weapons.
They lost by a field goal, bro.
And they lost by a couple plays. And they lost by a couple plays.
Lost by a tight end dropping the ball.
Yeah.
How right is that?
It's crazy.
Yeah, but Mark Andrews was worse than
that. Yeah, Mark Andrews.
Kincaid was on a broken.
It's like he's a diving.
Kincaid was a broken.
He's surrounded
dash
by
up.
Three guys. Yeah. Just,
yeah. Mark Andrews is here. That's all you gotta
and
do.
And Lamar threw it lightly, bro. Like, yeah. That's the worst part.
Yeah, you know when
I was watching Barrick things, though, all these are saying that's probably one of the hardest
passes to catch.
It is.
Yeah. You know why? Because
fuck said
I'll
that.
I'll tell you why. Because it travels so slowly through the air.
No, yeah. It's so easy, man. Bro. No. That's
heard,
the one you love.
And you're running.
No,
off,
no,
off
no,
the,
no,
off
no.
The
it was right
side.
Here, bro. It was right here.
I know, but you're trying
he
to catch
caught it.
And go, and
he should have caught it.
You're making sure you're also in the end zone.
He should have caught it.
He literally fell into the end zone.
He should have caught it, but I heard that like when you expect to kind
whoever
of
whoever the fuck
pass,
you're saying that is lying to you, bro. We played so much football. A light pass? You drop a light pass?
I didn't say it was
bad. I would even say if he just shuffled it like this, instead of throwing it like this, it would have been easier to catch.
I don't know.
Bro, you're catching a spiral like this.
Yeah, that's how you catch it.
Laporta would have caught that.
Sitting in a
Cole Kmet would have caught
that. Bro, Mark Andrews had the opportunity again, he would have caught it, man. He just didn't catch it on that play.
I guarantee if that was Isaiah Likely, that's a conversion.
Bro, there's like so many fucking people that could catch that.
Yeah.
You could catch it. I could catch it.
Mark Andrews can catch it, bro.
It's for
he
the
just
game
didn't.
Winning.
He just didn't.
Like, it was a game. It was tied.
Either way, though.
But
your season's over if you drop it.
Yeah, there's a
your
lot of
season's
pressure.
Over.
That's
it's over.
Easy, bro. That's easier than a free throw. It's literally
you know
here.
We should do all these. We should do some clips where we run these routes and then see how easy it is.
We're gonna catch it if we're focusing on it like that. There's no way.
We'll see. We try to mimic that to the exact.
Like, bro's
bro, it
heart.
Hit his chest.
It didn't even hit his chest.
It hit his chest.
Bro, it just like, hit his hands.
Nah,
didn't even
it
reach
off his hands, hit his chest, bounced off his chest.
It's pretty brick,
yeah.
It's pretty
that's
brick.
That's as a quarterback, that's literally where you're supposed to put it.
Yeah.
In the chest.
In between the numbers, bro.
That sucks. That sucks.
That's football,
that sucks,
though,
man.
Though,
that's just dumb shit that happens. Like,
yeah, like Wes Walker dropping in the Super Bowl fucking pitch. Still hate him for that.
His wasn't
then,
that bad,
but then you also
that was
like,
bad.
You're going to put
bad,
it all
bad,
on that guy when there's like three other turnovers before that that could have taken
well,
easily.
I mean,
blown
he was one of them on the previous drives, too. I mean, that's what makes it worse.
Yeah, but Lamar had that dumb fumble.
Yeah, they're doing too much fumbles still. Even today, like, bro,
Holmes
were you guys
one of
watching?
Those
yeah, like, yeah, one of those where the whole game changed after his fumble.
Yeah.
Where it was 7-3 and they're
10-7,
Then
that. Matt Collins makes a crazy catch. Like, bro, if Matt Collins doesn't make those two catches, this game's a blowout.
Exactly.
Bro, they're running away, bro. Really, they're running away. Early cash.
That second one was just wide open, though.
Yeah, but the first one was a tough catch. The first one was a tough catch. And then they called PI on McDuffie. I don't know what they were looking at, but either way. That was end of half.
Yeah, that end of half.
Kansas City's about to get the ball after half and shit.
Man. Chiefs are probably gonna win this though.
It's gonna be a good Super Bowl, but
I don't know. I don't think they're gonna let them
come down
I don't
to
think,
the refs.
I don't think they're gonna let them three-peat still.
Well,
they
obviously.
Might, bro. They might.
Obviously, you're gonna say you have to
they
say
they want
this.
A new face, bro.
Too soon.
It's sports, not too soon.
It is.
I mean
sports like to linger on that, bro. You can't just have fucking GOAT status switching every freaking 5 years.
Well, I don't think he'll catch he has to get 7 to catch Brady, bro.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
Well, you were just saying last week.
He doesn't.
It's debatable. I was saying it's debatable.
Is it what, 5?
You say 5 last week.
No,
it's
4.
It's 5, he can be in the conversation, but he's not there to go past
yeah,
him.
Yeah, but yo, what happens if he loses this year or wins?
Then he's not in the conversation.
No, hear me out. And then he goes back to the Super Bowl again next year. Yo,
but
that's
then that's like the Bills going to the Super
no,
Bowl.
No, I'm saying if he loses this
it's
year.
Not, it's not like that because he's won.
If he four-peats, it's like.
Four-peats will solidify it, probably.
Not even a four-peat, but even if he hypothetically loses this year and again gets back there and wins next
year? No, it's not the same thing. A three-peat and then just the breakup changes it completely.
Okay.
being the first.
If it breaks up, then you have to get seven.
That'll put him closer to the conversation.
If it breaks up, then you have to get the seven. The three-peat will give people something to argue.
Exactly. Because Brady's never done that.
I'm going to be real, bro. Like, he's going to get more rings, man. He's so young.
Like, yeah, he's like 27 or 28.
Crazy. Yeah, imagine, like, just imagine KC eventually goes on a decline and Patrick Mahomes gets traded.
They won't trade him.
Yeah, you're crazy.
They'll never happen.
You don't think so? That eventually some... Down in his late years.
Bro, that never even happened to Brady, really.
The thing is, realistically...
Brady left.
Yeah.
And they've made the playoffs. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Kelsey's going to retire if they get the ring this year, no?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
But I mean, bro, they'll figure that shit out.
Probably run it back.
See?
They'll figure that shit out, bro.
Oh, no, man.
He's
not winning shit.
And that's Eagles, the thing, bro. They don't have, like, that star receiver.
They don't need it, bro.
Imagine if they get that, though.
But I think that'll fuck him up more, though. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think so.
They won't share the ball as much.
They might just get Tyreek back.
You don't need that drama on the team, bro.
Tyreek would be a fucking great fit, bro.
They might just get him back, bro.
Yeah, they get Tyreek back, it's a wrap.
He wants to leave.
It's like one of those memes you see, like, Tyreek would be a good player on the Kansas City Chiefs.
The only part that kind of excited me after watching the game today was that, like, James Cook was fucking doing his thing. That was good.
Do you guys have six linemen in? With Saquon?
Nah.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I think we have a better running game than the Bills, though.
Yeah. No, but like six line fucking men?
Six line fucking men? What do you mean by that, bro?
Six line.
Oh, okay. You said it funny the first time, bro.
What, like, the fuck is line fucking men?
I don't know who line is, bro. I don't know who line is, bro. But
six line. Is that a new rapper?
But yeah.
But nah.
Six linemen. It's pretty hard to stop six linemen.
It is, but James Cook is nasty by himself.
Then did they have a fullback?
Nah.
Okay.
But either way, though,
it's pretty tough to stop Saquon, though.
James Cook looked like a guy
to me. I know about Saquon.
Saquon has a big game. I feel like you guys have a good
chance.
It's
his birthday.
It is his birthday, February 9th. This day of the Super Bowl. That's actually crazy still.
He's going to score. He's probably going to have 100 yards.
Max, about 100 yards.
Saquon score.
Well, touchdown's going to pay nothing. Fuck.
It'll be like
it's nothing. No, it won't. It's going to be like 1.35.
Cannot take two touchdowns that day. That shit's not happening.
Jalen's going to score.
You know he's going to have 100 yards, and you know he's going to have a touchdown. But then
Jalen's going to get one.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Probably take one from Saquon.
Yeah, 100 yards for Saquon. I mean, 1.4 now.
He basically... Yeah. Did you watch the whole game today? He should have had two touchdowns.
Yeah, no, I've seen that one.
The one that
Saquon got downed at one? Downed at the one?
No, Jalen. Jalen should have had another.
He should have two. He should have three rushing touchdowns today.
Yeah.
They had a big holding call that got.
It's not rushing touchdowns, bro.
You didn't watch the game, man. He had a 15 yard rush.
No, he had like a 20. It was like 20 yards.
20.
20-something yards.
I don't know what you're saying, three.
There was another 20-yard one that he had that got called back. They scored, though.
I think he was perked out today, bro. The knee brace. They injected.
He was throwing some dots.
He's good, bro. He's good.
Throwing some dots.
He's good. He's just zapped sometimes.
But why is he getting
Doesn't
that?
Matter why, bro. You got to deliver when you get that. That's what he's doing.
Getting why is he getting those passes? Because on the very first play. No. On the very first play, Saquon busts out a 65-yard rush.
Bro, the guy was a runner for MVP just a couple years back.
I don't even think they need to see him getting the 65-yard rush. They just know that's how the shit's going to go from the get-go.
I think it's really different when you just... You're like, all right. Yeah, all week, you're like, all right, we're going to have to fucking stop Saquon. Boom, first play, 65-yard touchdown.
It's deflated,
bro. Just like, yeah, well...
The guy's fucked.
Man, can't let him do that again.
Yeah, they definitely get to the sideline. Yeah, like, yeah, that nigga's actually better than we thought. So that's how that's what happens.
Bro, the guy broke like
three tackles. That's the only one he's going to get. Don't worry.
He did it again, right?
He didn't break another one, but he got two more touchdowns.
Touchdown.
Two more.
Oh, yeah. That's the one that's the one Jalen took. Bitch ass. That was the
guy still had three touchdowns, bro.
I just don't get, like, just at least get one chance.
You know how many touchdowns Saquon would have had this season, though, if it wasn't for Jalen Hurts?
He don't need it, bro. He just needs a ring.
He probably would have broke the record.
At the end of the day, if we somehow win the ring, that shit won't even matter.
But you're up against
the rushing record matters. They robbed him of
it
that.
It does.
But he's going to pass. He's going to pass.
And the rushing record. Yeah, you know how much that card would have went for?
Hold on. He's still got it.
That Saquon Barkley card.
Don't get it twisted, bro. He's about to beat Terrell. He only needs 35 yards rushing to beat Terrell Davis's all-season record. which is 2,500 yards.
Yeah, but regular season,
he could have got, and he could have just checked off everything in one list, season. Bro.
That's a one of one.
He could have
touchdown.
He could have
scrimmage, touchdown, scrimmage, rushing yards. You would have won
MVP
all season rushing yards.
Could have
playoff touchdowns.
Wow, that would be like one of MVP. The best years of anybody's That would be career.
The greatest year of anybody. No,
honestly, I really hope Saquon wins the ring. He deserves it. There's one player on both teams that deserve it. It's him.
It's really historical. Big historical thing.
I think Jalen deserves it. Jalen, Saquon. I don't think anybody else on that
team.
Jalen. Why Jalen?
Jalen's done well in his career, bro. Yeah, he's a winner, man.
Putting in the work.
He's a winner, bro.
Why do you hate Jalen for him?
He's just because I said he's better. He doesn't want him to get a ring before Lamar. Because then conversation.
Fuck about that.
Or Jordan Love.
Well, Jordan Love is easy. Jordan Love is easy, bro. Jordan Love's not even in the conversation.
Right I just now. Think he plays mid a lot.
I think he's just not flashy. That's why you just think that.
Yeah.
I don't care, but bro, I'm the one who told him he was lucky to get him as a draft pick. You forget to tell you that part.
Yeah, I remember when he drafted Jalen Hurts. He didn't even know who he was.
Yeah, and he's like fuck that. But why did we do that? We have Carson Wentz.
Yeah,
bro, we just won the Super Bowl. Why did we draft another quarterback? Yeah,
get out of here, bro.
Like,
get
why would we do that though? I didn't understand. Yeah, but there was stuff going on in the locker room. Doug Peterson was sucking dick, and all types of shit was going on. So you know what I mean? I'm glad we made the decision when we made the decision, and you know, here we are.
Sometimes, you don't even know originally what Jalen Hurts' first number used to be.
Stop. Do you know? Good job.
That changed his number, and then for some reason that changed his career.
He played for Oklahoma, but who did he play for before that?
Alabama. Fuck nigga.
He did his research, but
what kind of hairstyle did he used to have?
Come on, bro.
This is just a gay fucking question.
Come on, bro.
But he had blonde dreads.
That's not that gay.
That's not that gay of a question. Knowing what type of hairstyle he had when he played on Alabama specifically is pretty crazy.
Brother, that's a big shift going from locks to no locks.
Why is it such a big shift for him, bro?
For anybody in the community.
Whatever, bro.
Where was he born, Jeff?
Where was he born? He was actually born in Tennessee.
Okay, I did not know that, bro.
How much did he weigh when he was born?
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's why his accent is southern. Like, he's a southern nigga.
Well, yeah, you play in freaking Alabama and you grew up in Tennessee.
Yeah, you get a southern accent.
Yes.
I got it like that too.
Yeah, where'd you grow up? You heard my question, bro.
I'm from Philly, bro.
No, you're not.
You remember I used to tell you people just that said on that's Xbox?
That's why your accent's like that? But yeah, Philly isn't Philly. Like.
Yeah, Philly's in the.
Philly, Texas.
You're from Philly?
Northeast.
You're from Northeast? Philly?
From all around the place.
Oh, okay.
So you're not from Philly?
Or you passed around?
That's crazy.
So you're from Philly or what?
Huh?
Are you from Philly or what?
But yeah, so I really do think it'll be a great matchup though. Kareem Hunt got a little bit hurt, so you know. Hopefully he gets
You saw him just say one play that he was tired and then he ran the ball on that play.
Like, what are you talking about?
Hopefully he gets healthy though for the Super Bowl and shit.
You're fucked, bro.
What's wrong with you guys?
He's looking like Kareem Hunt of old.
He was never shit. He just fucking kicked a girl in the head.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that fucking deterred
him.
Yeah, CTE.
Cleveland, everyone's career declines there when they go.
For sure. That's just a fucking shithole.
Everybody.
Yeah, literally everyone.
Every single buddy, bro.
You know who he thought about when you said that, though, right?
Deshaun Baker?
Nah, he thought about OBJ.
Yeah, Baker, OBJ, Kareem Hunt. Jarvis Landry doesn't even play anymore.
That's fucked still. Jarvis was a guy once upon a time. He fell off the fucking map, huh?
But Nick was drafted.
He just gets injured.
No.
Oh, you're saying players like Golden.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Baker went there too.
I mean, Baker got drafted up after, bro.
Baker had a good first year, and then.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know why they.
Why do they date Stefanski like that, bro?
No, he's a good coach.
Really, though?
Stefanski's a good coach, yeah.
Bro.
I don't think he's a good coach, yo.
The fuck? He took them to the playoffs.
It's pretty crazy, bro. With
Joe Flacco.
I don't know. He just doesn't produce.
What does he fucking have? Bro,
They've had good players.
They gave up everything to get Deshaun Watson.
And
he's shit.
What the fuck you want him to do?
That's just a bad gamble, bro.
And he didn't even do that.
He's a better coach than Nick Sirianni, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Bro, what the fuck?
I don't even think Nick Sirianni knows what's going on, to be honest. You ever just see him on the sidelines?
See, this is what we're saying, bro.
Yeah, you know, he's lost.
This is exactly what we're saying.
He's lost. He's lost.
No, no, he does. I don't know if he's
just there
lost,
to amp up the players.
But
you know?
He looks like he's
a winner. He's a winner, bro.
All I see him do on the sideline is wins, like, just amp up the players.
Like, after the game, he just celebrating and shit. He's probably like in his head, he's just like, holy fuck, we won. How the fuck did we do that?
Y'all chipping.
I know he's not involved in any play calling, no defensive play calling.
Jalen.
Hey, Kellen, what are we doing? Running it? Yeah, give it to Saquon.
That guy's good.
Bro, you guys were in shambles when you lost your fucking OC at DC last year.
Yeah, bro, that happens, though. Shit.
Yeah, your fucking head coach couldn't do shit.
That happens, though. There's adjustment periods, bro. There's growing pains and stuff.
Doesn't
like that,
happen to Andy
man.
Reed.
Head coaches step in.
Bro, like, I was talking about Andy Reid, bro. Why are we comparing?
Bill Belichick.
Not Andy Reid. Even Matt Eberflus. Defense for Chicago was horrible. Matt Eberflus stepped in and started calling the defense, and they actually turned up.
All right, bro. Please,
Stefanski. Then he went bye-bye.
Yeah, because he's not a good head coach. He's only a good defensive coordinator. Who hired him? Dallas? I think Dallas hired him.
Dallas hired their offensive coordinator.
Yeah, they're just...
as a head coach.
Just don't even start with those guys, bro. I think we should just make it a law not to talk about Dallas next year.
Well, the fans are saying they need to do what the Commanders did and like how they got rid of Dan Schneider.
What the fuck do you want? You want us to talk
Jerry
about?
Jerry Jones, they'll never get rid of him.
That's what I'm saying. Why are we talking about
They have zero people show up to the games. That guy's never going to give a fuck.
Exactly.
Who?
Jerry Jones. Because they say how like Dan Schneider, like fans just stop going to the games, like spending money.
Yeah. But
so they're forced to sell the team. But then people are like, oh, they could do the same thing.
That's
Jerry
the,
Jones has
that's
enough
the commanders
money
though.
To, like, yeah, it doesn't even matter, bro. Don't show up.
They're showing up to those
games. They don't even care. They're going to show
popular
up.
Popular team.
Yeah, it's America's team.
Lucrative team. They could, all sports.
They could suck, and they I'm telling you this.
They've been sucking.
Yeah.
I don't see any other sports. What's another sports team that you can compare them to?
That always chokes.
That not even chokes, just sucks.
Maple Leafs.
Yeah, I was gonna say Leafs.
No, you can't say. You know, I can say the Leafs.
It's literally
Leafs
the Leafs.
Is the closest comparison.
They got good teams, and they just somehow fuck it up in the playoffs.
How?
Exactly. We have some nasty players the Leafs, on the Leafs.
Amazing players. Amazing players.
Well, the Lakers, you can't say because at least they've still been there. Celtics are also another team that's still been there.
Celtics at least won.
And Lakers. Bro. No, that's what I'm saying.
Like Leafs are
it's literally the Leafs, man.
They're gonna break through, though. They're gonna break through.
Bro, people have been saying
like,
this
Yankees
for how many
are
years?
Always there.
60 years, bro?
Matthew's on demon time, right?
Brother,
now.
Bands have been saying this for 60 years. You gotta imagine that.
Imagine being alive the whole
it's
time.
It's actually worse for the Leafs, bro.
For sure.
Yeah, 60 years.
For sure. Saying every year this is the year.
And they're the most popular team, too, in the NHL. Somehow.
Are they, though?
Yeah.
Are they?
They are.
Probably because of Ontario's capital.
I mean, like outside of Canada, they're the most popular.
I feel like it's gotta be.
They're the most popular hockey team.
I like
the Dallas Cowboys.
I believe you. I just didn't know that.
Massive Nylander, Matthews, Tavares. Like, come on, bro.
Hey, bro.
Name some names, nigga.
It's your job.
No, these guys are actually like it's fried how they don't win anything.
Knees, Jack Wool, guy too.
Ekman.
Right. Yeah,
Mitch Marner.
It's a shame.
What's he gonna look up?
I think Jalen's playing great, but like say he deserves it. Like it's like
why does he deserve it? Though,
everybody
bro?
Deserves it.
No, Mahomes doesn't deserve it again, bro. No, he doesn't.
Why does he deserve it?
Because he's
Leafs are not the most popular.
They're not?
Well, they're going off social media popularity. It's the Penguins and the Blackhawks and the Leafs.
Penguins are pretty popular, yo.
Penguins, because
that's
of
social media.
Yeah. But I mean, social
media. Chicago, because of Bedard.
What are they, followers?
Nah, man. No way. Chicago has good
this
history,
one
too,
even
though.
Listed.
History.
This
yeah,
one they have.
Like Bedard is, bro, Bedard with the kids is crazy.
Yeah.
Every young kid.
But even Connor McDavid, too. I mean, Oilers are probably McDavid. A popping team. Bro, even think about all the family that was at the weddings, bro.
No, it even says the most popular hockey team in Canada is Montreal.
No, they're popular still. They are popular. I actually meet more Canadian fans than Leafs fans because of the draft.
Yeah, so this one says Chicago Blackhawks, and it's the Bruins and the Penguins and the Red Wings and the Canadians and the Rangers and the Leafs.
Guess I got false information.
So like every list... They're all mixed up, but Leafs are not number one.
I think eventually it fell off. People lost.
I would think they're more popular now. They're doing well, like extremely well this season.
For what?
It just comes down to the playoffs.
Then they lose.
Damn, bro.
Every sport.
Buffalo really is a impoverished franchise. The Bills. They really just are.
What did I tell you, bro?
I feel like any other team they would have beat, though.
Brother, everybody glazes Josh Allen every year. For what?
Bro, they would have got romped in the Super Bowl, bro.
Destroyed, bro.
Kansas City is actually, like, the quality opponent.
They're shit, bro. Everybody gasses up Josh Allen. Oh, he's better than Mahomes. And then look, he fucking always loses to Mahomes.
It's true.
Bills fucking suck, bro. You gotta get off that bandwagon.
Who?
You?
No.
I'm just saying you. I'm just saying in general. Bills Mafia.
That's just their fans, bro.
They suck.
Want them not to fucking
break some more tables, bro. Like, oh yeah, it's gonna win you some.
Yeah, let me throw myself through a table for my team.
Yeah. Wow. Fuck out of here. Fuck out. For goes to Super Bowl see four times.
Bills make it though than the Chiefs.
Brother, that is my division rival. How could you even ask me that?
I'm not saying win the Super Bowl. I'm saying make it.
Make it and then lose.
Nah.
That would be a lose.
No, I'll tell you the chance
of them maybe winning, I can't.
I'd rather the Chiefs be in the Super Bowl because, like, here's the thing. If you always lose to the Chiefs, they're just the best, bro.
Oh, and you lose to the Bills?
Yeah, you lose to the Bills, it's like you just aren't good. Like, yeah, you just lose to everybody.
Would you rather have Green Bay go to the Super Bowl?
Hell no. The fuck?
And lose in the Super Bowl?
If I knew they were going to lose.
But you don't know, though.
Brandon rather Vikings.
I would rather Vikings?
Yeah.
Over Green Bay, I would rather see Vikings go and lose. I wouldn't even want Green Bay to
win. Who would you rather win? Out of everybody in your division.
I'd rather see Detroit.
Yeah,
I give it to you.
Because nice they've been story. Impoverished, right? Like,
it's yeah. Good story.
No real beef.
Yeah, but
there.
Still, but then they would tie. Fuck, they tie me and you for rings. Yeah, we can't afford Detroit winning, bro.
No,
they
got
to stay impoverished. The impoverished teams have to stay impoverished, bro.
The Bills too, bro.
They got to stay impoverished, to be honest.
Because one means nothing.
Yeah, because one means nothing. Because everybody just has one.
Yeah, I don't care about the Jets. I don't care about Miami. I just don't fuck with the Bills.
Well, they do talk the most shit. Nobody, yeah. The Jets kind of stay out of the way.
Jets are just ass. Jets are just fucking
if they
ass,
were good,
bro.
They'd be talking shit.
Miami's like, all right, bro. Like, y'all were good way back. Way back.
Yeah, Miami's doomed, man.
Another poverty fucking franchise.
Can't win with Tua.
How about you?
What? Who
would you rather win in your division, the Super Bowl?
I mean, the Giants have done it, so I guess I have to go with the Giants.
That's why?
Because they've already done it.
That's the team you hate the least.
No, I hate the Commanders the least. Okay. Objectively, I don't fuck with the Giants at all, and I don't fuck with Dallas. I hate Dallas. Dallas is
yeah, because your point for the Giants have already won it. Wouldn't you say Dallas has already won it?
Bro, Dallas hasn't won in like really though.
A win is a win. No?
I don't know though if I really consider that though, bro.
Well, like, so bro, you're they, saying like what, 20 like one years now, and everybody's like, you know what, Philly never fucking won shit.
They're gonna be like, it doesn't matter, bro. They haven't won in 20 years. I get that argument though. Really though, I do.
Yeah, but you're gonna be the old head saying, "Are you guys crazy?"
No, I'm not gonna be that old head. I'm gonna say we suck right now.
Back in my day.
Because, like, bro, think about Dallas.
Who never says they suck now, though?
Huh?
Who never like who doesn't admit to that?
No, Dallas fans will genuinely tell you.
Oh, Dallas. Okay, sorry. Yeah, I wasn't following. Yeah. No, they're fried.
Literally look you in your face and be like, yo, fried. It's fine. Yeah, we dominated the 80s and early 90s.
It's our year.
Okay, bro.
How about the Cowboys?
Bro,
in the division, you would rather have who, Jets or Miami win the...
You 100% can say the Jets.
Really, the Jets? I'd say Miami over the Jets.
Yeah, Miami.
Jets, don't want them to get that.
They're a division rival, but like they never really felt like one. I don't know why.
Yeah, they're just so shit. They've always just been so shit.
Yeah, and even when they
compared
been
to the
good,
Patriots,
bro. Imagine
Jets actually beat us in the fucking conference championship once. That pissed me off.
Was it the
Mark
conference?
Sanchez.
Wasn't it division?
Division. Still, that pissed me off, bro.
And who'd they lose to that year? Was it Baltimore?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's been Roethlisberger.
Going back to back. Fucking Rex Ryan. If it wasn't for Rex Ryan, I wouldn't give a fuck, to be honest. Fat slob. But yeah, Bills suck, man. Like, you have a history of losing. You go to Super Bowl four straight times and lose.
That's crazy, though.
That's in their franchise. They're cursed for life.
has to be a curse.
But I think that should, that's what sticks in their head is like, this is there. We have to do it.
Yeah.
I think that's why Leafs are cursed the same
pressure,
way. Leafs is always like first round exit, first round exit. Bro, you know how hard that first round game is probably harder than freaking the
Stanley Cup final. I feel like though, after Leafs get over that hill.
They did, though.
They did, though.
They did.
Then it's like, then you come back and you're like, ah, oh, fuck, we got out the first round. Fuck, now we got bounced out the second.
Yeah.
And then what is it? Like, would we keep progressing? Is that what we're doing? Is that what we're aiming for?
I think
for?
It's a fucking balancing act, to be honest.
Word.
With the Bills and Patriots, like, you have one side. We dominate. Six. And then you have the other side. They fucking lose four in a row.
It's bad.
Yo, imagine if Bills have won a couple of championships that they've been to.
Fuck. Be a different franchise.
Be a different franchise, sure. Bro.
That shit fucks with you.
Huh?
That shit fucks with you.
For sure.
What do they have to fix?
The Bills.
They need weapons.
Yeah, weapons. Like real weapons, not no Amari Cooper on his watch.
They need to perform the Heimlich on Josh Allen.
But what do they need though? Like this is a very today was a low key a slightly winnable game for them.
Mm-hmm. It's Josh.
It wasn't like they played was crazy Josh, bad, though? Bro. Was it though?
They didn't.
They lost by three.
They played great. Is it Josh though?
I don't think it was.
If you're that guy, when you're down three, you have to take.
Make shit happen, though.
You have to make it happen.
Yeah, you make winning plays. I know what you're saying.
How many times has Mahomes? You think
it's the coaching?
I don't know. Everyone was talking about McDermott going before this season, but they had a good. But I know, but they had a good season.
Yeah, he had a great season.
Yeah,
defense. Can't even be mad. Defense is pretty good.
What about the OC?
Joe Brady.
Is that Joe Brady?
Yeah. He's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, he's like one of the guys people talk about. So.
Lamar lost. Who do people blame?
Lamar.
Lamar.
Mark Andrews. Though.
If Mark didn't have that drop, it would have all been Lamar. You know? Josh always gets this fucking excuse, bro. People let him off the hook.
Yo, do you think it's because he's white? Yo, real question, bro. Do you think it's because he's white? I think
it's just so situations where it's like some shit happens.
He is
like
white.
No, but like, do you think it's because he's white? Doesn't
he is white?
Do you think he gets that pass though? Like he runs Lamar's as much as Lamar.
Because the average fan is black. Looking at the coaching; they're just looking at these players fucking up, and they're like, "It's the player's fault."
Wow,
but it was Lamar's fault. If it was,
if Lamar played a little bit better, they probably won.
It was partially his fault.
He did, but he needs to play four.
Bro,
quarters.
If Mahomes loses like that, he's getting flamed.
That is true.
You got to give Mahomes.
Mahomes has a bad game and he loses. Everyone's going to say he fell off. He's not good. He's shit. And although he has three rings.
Yeah.
You got to give the guys credit.
He has the most rings in the league, right? Who's even there with him in the league that has rings?
Yo, let me ask you.
No one, right?
Quarterback. Right?
Not current quarterback.
No. Yeah, quarterback. Bench player. No, what quarterback not is active?
Close. None.
That even has a Super Bowl ring.
It's fucking Matt Stafford, bro.
A-Rod.
Yeah, Matt Stafford. A-Rod.
Old men.
Yeah, literally old heads, the unks and shit.
Old men. That's
crazy. I was just dumb too.
That's fucked though. Nobody else actually even has a ring.
It's when Brady dominated too, bro. It was like Ben, him,
Peyton,
stretch.
Eli,
yeah.
Flacco.
It's hard to win, man. It's hard to win, bro. It's hard to win. And win and to win consistently.
That's true.
Fluky ass ring. Trent Dilfer had.
But yeah, you gotta believe Josh. Is Joe Burrow making that play? Is Joe Burrow getting them in field goal range at least?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, Mahomes done it so many times. Brady. Bro, if you want to get over that hump, that's
got to get it done. You got to get it done.
Do it.
Dog, on that last drive, this guy didn't even have a second off the snap, bro.
Yeah, that one.
The last play was fucked.
The last play. I don't know. I have to watch back. I have to watch back the other
two. And then the one dumb pass where we got blocked.
At the line of scrimmage?
How are you doing that?
Picked, yeah.
Yeah.
Then he threw away that one stupid pass over the middle.
No, the
We're like, where the fuck
was it, Shakir?
Yeah.
I think that was miscommunication.
No, I think that was,
you were just when we were watching live. You said it was nerves.
Yeah, I think that was nerves.
It was nerves because like I think he miscommunicated.
Because he stopped running that route for mad long.
Like yeah, I think he misunderstood where Shakir.
Unless he thought he was gonna break out again. Like, oh, who knows?
It is what it is. Eagles versus Chiefs.
Eagles win.
What do you think?
I really hope Eagles win.
What do you think,
though? I really want Eagles.
Like, actually, like, just, like, what do you actually feel in your heart, though? Do you feel like Chiefs win? In your heart.
I just feel like the refs are going to obviously.
Fuck the refs. They weren't even bad today.
They didn't give your opinion,
bro. Just say who you think is going
to
win.
It's okay to say Chiefs, bro. Last time you jinxed me, anyways.
He wants you to say Chiefs.
What did I
want? I really want Eagles to win.
He wants you to say Chiefs because he's.
But I think Chiefs are just going to pull that bullshit that they always do, bro.
Yeah.
So Chiefs?
Yeah.
Chiefs, right? Yeah.
Bro, I thought Chiefs were winning this whole time. It's actually nothing personal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you've actually been saying this the whole season. You've said this the whole season.
Should we do a 2v2 bet?
What?
I don't want to bet this.
What the fuck? There's four what? Of us.
Yeah, 2v2.
Nah, man.
Yeah,
I want to enjoy it. He wants Eagles to win.
No, like a friendly bet. No money. Let's do something different.
Do something different.
Plus the bet.
I don't know. Should we do the hot chip?
I can't do that.
Oh, yeah,
can't
do it. What else?
Shit would be over with, bro.
How about you two do it?
We could do it.
That'd be
okay, what the fuck do you guys have to do?
You guys make the bet.
Sorry, my fucking team. It's this team.
Tell me how to do.
No, no, you two do the bet. Me and Jeff are out of the bet.
What are you saying is it's not even
how about Jeff has to do a paintball gun? 10-second lap in a swimming pool.
What the fuck?
Paintball gun? Paintball gun?
Let's do push-ups.
Fuck that.
Fuck that. Paintball gun.
Paintball gun, you have to run away for 30 seconds.
No.
Why is everyone saying fuck that to push-ups, though?
But we're going to do that.
It's not really a punishment. You're helping yourself there,
bro. Yeah, you do. You're helping your health.
Isn't it a painful experience when you're doing it, though?
Shut up, relax, man. Bro.
What's wrong with the chip, though? You two, do the chip. That'd be hilarious.
No, fuck that. Everybody has to be part of this.
50 push-ups, bro.
Shut up. Do fucking a paintball.
This guy's
like
saying
sort of
something
pain.
He does every fucking
no,
day.
I
bro.
Don't,
like,
bro.
Up,
no,
bro.
I don't. Okay. Another, a different exercise then.
Nah.
How about
something that's like
it
difficult.
Has to be something like.
That we all kind of are not good at. Something where.
The chip would have been hilarious.
Yeah, I just can't manage that chip shit right now, still. I ain't gonna lie. I'm keeping a stack with y'all niggas.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Bro. I would be done.
Y'all could do it. That would be hilarious.
They don't want to
do it
on
the
camp. He wants Eagles to win. So him doing a chip.
He said he was down though.
He's just down.
If it was my team, I'd do it. Just between us two. But I'm trying to do something that involves all four of us.
Paintball would be funny.
A paintball to what? The leg?
We'll talk about this later.
All right, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out later.
I see you just try to run away.
What if we just cut off a toe?
Just see who's what are we doing here for the finalists?
What?
The NFL finalists.
Oh, MVP?
Yeah. Who's getting it?
Same Lamar, man.
I think Josh Allen.
Then they didn't give it to Josh. Yeah. Not because he's better than Lamar.
Bro, the guy literally had a way better season.
Yeah, I know. Way better season. It's not even close.
But he's white, bro.
So fucking matter, bro. What, bro?
A white guy had a
good season. He's already won it. Lamar's already won it.
Twice. But
I know.
I don't think they'll give it to Josh.
Like, there's nothing about Josh's. If you're excluding playoffs, there's nothing about Josh's season that was better.
If you're going off stats, then Joe Burrow should win it.
Yeah, but the wins
at all.
But also the wins matter.
Like, he didn't make the playoffs.
That's the biggest.
The Bills have a better record?
By one game.
Then, what?
By one game.
Bills had a better record than
who? Ravens.
Oh, sorry. I thought you guys were saying Joe Burrow. My bad.
Yeah, one game is like...
Wow. And relatively speaking, they're going to say that Josh Allen his team's not as good as the Baltimore Ravens.
I understand
that. They had lower expectations.
He beat them in the playoffs.
But you think that's not already... Been. You don't think that goes into consideration?
You see, but here's the question. If this shit's all off regular season, why did they wait so long to announce it? No, they say the finalists.
But didn't they already put their votes?
So why did it take so long to announce it?
Why the fuck would they still be voting right now?
They wait for the NFL honors.
Oh, yeah. That's why you're right.
They must have already put the votes,
probably.
Bro.
Yeah, there's no way they're still waiting because
it taints you.
Yeah, it taints you. Yeah, for sure.
Everything's solidified.
That's what I'm saying, though.
So who do you think did they give it to, then, was what we should say. I think they're going to give it to the white guy.
I think Josh Allen.
But why do you think, other than race, why do you think they give it to Josh?
They had lower expectations. And he
not
did.
Really.
Yep. The Bills have way lower expectations than
the Ravens, bro. Ravens are supposed to be a Super Bowl team, man.
With Derrick Henry, yeah.
They're supposed to be a Super Bowl team, bro. Like, actually, legit.
But we're going off regular season, bro.
Sorry.
No,
okay.
That's what we're saying,
still,
though. Like,
still, though, they didn't have that.
Season, oh, you just say
still,
okay.
Still,
okay.
Though. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we thought Bills would probably, like, be middle of the package, 9-8.
Speaking wild card.
Yeah, they still had 13 wins, which is... Good.
Offense player of the year has to go to Saquon.
OPOY goes to Saquon still.
Jaden Daniels.
Rookie of the year. Offensive rookie. Probably Malik, to be honest.
There's a few good guys.
Malik or Brian Thomas.
I don't think it's a rookie of the year. I think it's just offensive rookie of the year and then no, defensive. Is it not?
Pretty sure there's rookie of the year.
Yeah, there's Roddy and then O-R-O-Y. Yeah.
Okay, bro.
They're no, Roddy and shit.
Sorry, that's how I remember.
No, I'm saying Roddy and
that's
OPO.
That's how I remember, though. Like, because there's this multiple. So Jaden's F the rookie of the year.
That who's... Who would be the offensive rookie of the year?
Brian That's Thomas what we're saying. Malik Nabers. One of the
don't we have a list
of a the finalists? Finalist? Yeah, there is. Go type NFL finalists awards. Google. Vic Fangio gets assistant of the year, though.
Yeah, I didn't even know they had that assistant of the year.
Ben Johnson definitely. Already got it.
Oh, yeah, shit. Fuck, I forgot about that cook. Definitely got it.
Could you imagine you guys fuck him up over there?
Nah, our staff is.
Could you imagine he becomes fucking trash?
He brought over.
It can't get worse.
Antoine Randle.
Who hired the defensive coach as head coach?
What do you mean?
Detroit Lions. Their DC got hired too.
Aaron Jets. Aaron Glenn. He actually used to play for them.
Let's fire Salah and hire fucking.
Salah's going back to the Niners.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, Niners are gonna be good next year.
I'm telling you, these defense coordinators.
You know they can. Look at it.
I hate them.
Quivering.
Bro. I actually hate them. I hate them as much as I hate the Cowboys, to be honest.
So, defensive player of the year, you got Zach Bond, Myles Garrett, Trey Hendrickson, Pat Surtain, TJ Watt. Who do you guys think is going to win?
Damn, bro. It's going to be Zach Bond, bro.
I think it's Trey Hendrickson.
So biased.
I'd give it to Trey. Trey
snapped. How can you give it to Trey?
He snapped, bro.
Did he get 20 sacks?
He was close.
Nah, man. You can't give
Say
it to
Myles.
Guy.
These, quiet this year, no?
But these guys' teams didn't do well, though.
Yeah, but you're talking
relax,
about.
Bro. Zach Bond. Sorry. I don't even know who the fuck that guy was so like till this year. Is he a rookie?
He's first team all pro. No, he's not.
Okay, yeah.
He's literally first team all pro, though.
All right, bro. He's not winning it.
That's a big deal, though, no?
He's not winning it, though. They'll give it a PS2 before that.
That's fine. He cannot win it. As long as Q gets the defensive rookie of the year. Quinion Mitchell.
Man, I see. This is what I don't like. Ja'Marr Chase is in the offensive player of the year, but I really think it should have been Saquon MVP and then Ja'Marr Chase offensive player of the year. Bro on a triple crown, man.
Yeah,
that is true.
So fried, man.
Yeah, that is true.
That's, dude, a that's tough just one. So hard to
that's
do.
That's a tough one.
But they didn't win shit.
Yeah,
that's
what it comes down to.
Like Rams were actually good that year.
Yeah, they went to they won yeah,
they won Super Bowl.
It was a crazy year. Yeah, they're not saying
what about the
rookie
defense?
Of the year. It's just offensive and then defensive.
Okay, then it's definitely Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, defensive.
Are you sure there's no rookie of the year, bro?
Brother, I'm literally looking through it, man. There's no rookie of the year.
I swear there is, bro.
It's an NBA thing.
Might be an NBA thing, so yeah. You get the sports mashed all the time, still. So.
Okay, defensive rookie of the year, Cooper DeJean. You didn't think of that, huh? So
I did. Cooper DeJean.
Braden Fisk.
He played for Rams. Quinion. Jared Verse.
Yo.
Damn, two players?
Yo, I'd say Jared Verse, yo.
Yeah, I'd say Jared Verse.
Jared Verse is a doll. You know he's a doll, bro. He's a dog. I'm sorry, man.
He doesn't have the stats to back it up.
What do you mean? He's a linebacker.
Yeah, but like he didn't have that great of stats. But yo, he was good, though. He's good. He's good at football. He'll be great for years to come. He will be.
Comeback player of the year, Joe Burrow, Sam Darnold, J.K. Dobbins, Christian Gonzalez. Oh, yeah, he's injured. Damar Hamlin.
Joe Burrow.
Damar Hamlin sucks.
Sam Darnold, man.
He did over-exceed, though.
I thought the whole thing is that they had to be injured.
No.
No, it's just like comeback based off anything.
But is that not mostly? He's like most improved.
He's most.
That's basically what this award is.
He is most improved.
That's basically what this award is.
But Christian Gonzalez was good before.
Okay, he's not winning it. He came back from injury.
Though.
He came back from injury. Yeah. J.K. Dobbins injury.
Joe Burrow
injury, I guess.
I guess he did that elbow.
The other hand.
That elbow shit.
Yeah. Damar Hamlin. Bro, this guy got like a heart attack so long ago.
He's just getting clout, bro.
No, it's because he had a better year.
But he sucks.
But he's already won it. Can he win it twice?
Yeah, they're just glazing, bro.
Joe Burrow. He just won it last
season. They're glazing. They're glazing. They're glazing now.
Joe Burrow, Sam
Darnold. Once and he's just going to win that trophy forever.
He owns that trophy.
I'm going to name it to DeMar. Kids are going
to be like, what's this award that you have? These 10 awards. I died and I just... Every motherfucker
finished the year with 40 tackles and shit. Talking about he's nice,
bro. He said his name was like, yeah. I mean, he played all right, but yo,
he did die. He
did die a couple years ago, bro.
Which is fucked though. Which is,
it has to be Sam Darnold though.
It has to be.
Guy fucking snapped
in the regular season. Yeah,
it's one of the Sam Darnold, bro.
I mean, the last game of the regular season was kind of a duck.
No shaky, ducky, ducky.
Yeah.
It's hilarious that him and Dan Campbell said, oh, I'll see you in 2 weeks. Yeah, he said, and he got bounced, and then Dan Campbell got bounced.
Meant it, though.
Coach of the year, Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, Sean Payton, Dan Quinn, Andy Reid.
I'd give it to Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn?
Dan Quinn, still. Rookie quarterback.
Or Kevin O'Connell. He's not a rookie. Oh, I thought he was a rookie coach, sorry.
It's okay. Sorry. But KOC is a great coach.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And yeah. Campbell, obviously.
Vikings is the only team that surpassed like expectations, like
yeah,
crazy.
O'Connell for sure.
Washington too.
I mean, rookie quarterback.
Well, that's why, like, I'd say Dan Quinn.
Yeah, that's true.
Assistant of the year, Joe Brady, Vic Fangio. Joe Brady's Bills OC. Yeah. Vic Fangio's Philly.
We know.
Brian Flores, Minnesota.
We know.
Aaron Glenn, yo, Ben Johnson.
Oh, man, Ben Johnson or?
I was hoping Ben Johnson evening instead.
I think it's going to have to be Ben Johnson.
In the regular season. In the regular season, yeah.
Okay, bro.
What do you want me to say, bro?
He was cooking up, man. He was cooking up.
What do you want me to say?
Cooking. Remember Jared that play?
Jared Goff was that cooking pitch play? Raw.
Remember that pitch play?
There's issues.
Bro,
before going into that last game.
Yeah, because he wanted to. Because
he was already taking interviews.
He knew that he was going to take the Bears.
I said, why didn't I tell you, bro?
But they always do.
Yo, didn't I tell you that's going to cause shit in the locker room?
Bro, they always do that, though.
Yeah, but you shouldn't do it. You should get that.
Every player does it, though.
Every coach does it famously before this, though. Kyle Shanahan.
He did that, too.
Why not just wait 3 weeks?
That's what I'm saying. They all do it, though. They actually all do it.
I know. But it fucks it up, man. It does, bro.
It doesn't always.
I did.
As a player, you're just like, this guy's fucking...
No, but yo, honestly, if Jared Goff didn't throw those picks, we would not have...
Bro, and Ben Johnson's such a traitor, he went in the division to a rival.
They always do that. They always do that, too.
All right.
That's good.
Okay.
You know they always do that.
Okay. Who else is doing this?
Who's that guy?
And Aaron Glenn at least waited.
The Jets. Yeah. Who the fuck was that guy? Mangini.
Bro, it's recent history, bro. Please. Like, recent history, bro. Like, the last decade.
To fucking think, man.
The last 20 years, who did that?
Who's the OC that got hired recently?
No one really does OC to the same DC. Division. But I rate that. Same division.
Shout out to
all
Auburn,
the smoke.
Bro. Yeah. It's all
man,
the smoke.
Man, did it, bro. Jets.
All right, bro. So we have one guy, but why'd you say everyone does
that? Man, they do that, though. They do it.
What's the chance the Bears make the playoffs next season?
Oh. The percentage.
Brandon started off.
60.
You're high hopes, bro. I give it like 40, 45.
Damn, I was kind of low still. I was going to say 60 is kind of reasonable still. You don't
I think?
Say
60.
They're making the playoffs next year.
Yeah, I think 60% is
They
fair.
Just hired Dennis
If Ben
Allen.
Johnson's who you guys say he is, then slam dunk.
I go 40, 45.
This could either be... A Kyle Shanahan hire or a Matt Nagy hire? It's very slim.
Matt Nagy got you in the playoffs.
Twice with Mitch Trubisky.
So that's good.
I don't know why everyone hates on him, bro. You got to give the guy some credit.
It's you guys, bro. None of us even know who the fuck he was, really, to you guys.
No, you know why? Because he started answering press conferences the same exact way every single time they'd ask him a question.
Belichick.
No, but Belichick would give like...
He would give jack shit.
Purposefully. Matt Nagy did not know what he was talking about.
Cincinnati. On to Cincinnati.
But yeah, we got Antoine Rondo-L from Detroit.
Isn't it Randall?
Randall.
what do you think?
What was the question again? Sorry, I actually forgot. I'm so sorry, bro. I actually
percentage of the Bears reaching the playoffs.
I think 60 is reasonable, bro. I think they're going to make the playoffs, bro.
I guess I have to. It's just be
like, bro, like...
What's changed? You guys have, they have talent. Coach, you think they a four-win team is just all of a sudden just going to get like coaching, seven pretty, more
coaching,
wins?
Coaching.
Pretty good coach.
Coaching matters, man.
Did you see their schedule?
No, I haven't seen it.
Coaching what? Matters.
Have bro. You seen their schedule?
If Sean Payton can do that with Bo Nix with a very tough schedule, it's very possible.
Bro, Ben,
I think coaching will save them. Dennis Allen's also a good
defensive coordinator. Bro, Ben Johnson literally had Tom Brady panicking.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Ben Johnson had Tom Brady panicking in the booth about this play call. Like, I've never seen that in my fucking life.
Tom Brady actually did a lot to try to get Ben Johnson.
Yeah, and then, he's on his knees.
So that's why I kind of believe in Ben Johnson a little bit.
He's running the show in Vegas.
Tom Brady was pushing to get a coach.
Yeah. How could you not? Like, the guy's been hyped. So much.
He's
and
good.
He has the experience, bro. He's been good. In there for so long. I don't know if
this is 100% confirmed, but this is their schedule.
Dennis Allen's good to you.
Baltimore, Detroit, Green Bay, Minnesota, Dallas, Giants, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, New Orleans, Cincy, Detroit, Green Bay, Vegas, Minnesota, Eagles, San Fran, Washington.
Damn, bro. That's fucking tough.
It's not that bad.
It's pretty tough, yo.
That's a solid. 7 losses.
You also have to look at their certain teams like Minnesota. Will Minnesota be the same as last season?
Exactly.
7 losses in your division would have lost this season, bro. That's fucked. You would have fucking missed the playoffs.
This season.
Wild card.
This season. No, the wild card had more than.
Washington took the wild card spot.
Did they have 7 losses? Wow.
No, they did. They did.
They didn't have 11 wins?
No, they had 7 losses, I think.
Okay.
You're going to need at least 11.
You need at least 11 wins, yo. I still think you guys make
the playoffs. That's based on everybody else doing
the same thing as they did. Yeah.
Honestly, the biggest thing, fuck all the coaches. They need to fix the line. If they don't fix the offensive line, it's all for naught.
You got to draft for that.
Draft and free agency.
But can't the OC help the line?
You could help with that, but still.
Yeah, bro.
Maybe the OC is going to see what they're doing wrong.
Yeah, the Commanders had 12 wins, yo. Still.
Damn.
But the Rams.
You got a wild card spot?
They had the 7. They had the 6.
Oh, the Vikings had the wild card spot.
Green Bay, Rams.
Green Bay had
7. Green Bay had 7.
Were the Vikings, what, 13 and 4 and they got the wild card?
14 and 3.
Yeah. That's just because the whole division made it. But it
would've
been different.
I think they got to fix that shit. Do something.
I think it's fine, though, bro.
I think it's fine.
History.
Well, I mean, win your division. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you're the best
division
team.
Games, and that's why you—that's how you end up hating your division so much.
Exactly.
Yeah, because them the motherfuckers who actually knock you out. Still. Yeah.
Yeah.
So final take 2-2, on the Philly, Kansas City.
It's not the personal man.
I know. I actually am not. Upset
I actually
at all.
Want Philly to win.
I fuck I with Saquon. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
He's a guy.
I fuck with Jalen too.
I actually you know it's not personal.
No, I do. I'm tough on him, but I fuck.
He's so funny. Mad tough
I fuck
on
with him. You know,
he's mad tough on him.
Tough on him, but like, you know.
You fuck with him? Like, all right, bro. Let's see 2 weeks from now.
Bro, I just can't believe that.
I won't.
If it's not as good, then it's a wrap.
I won't blame them if they lose to the Chiefs, bro. Like,
you can't. But I think that.
No,
I think
you can, bro. You can't? Win.
That's cuck behavior right there, bro.
How can you not blame them?
But I was going to say they're going to win. So, I mean.
No, you didn't. You didn't say that, though.
I said it in my head. What the fuck? I speak in my head all the time.
Bro. Say it out loud, bro.
I believe they're going to win.
If he three-peats. So, so what do you guys think?
He's in the conversation. If he
three-peats. I say if he three-peats and gets a fifth,
then
there's a debate.
We're talking about a debate when the guy's like 28.
That's a crazy person.
No, I'm saying fifth, like, over his career.
He will definitely get there.
Yeah.
The AFC's fucking chopped liver to him.
Everything's
it actually
get chopped liver over
he
there.
Says, as long as him and Andy stay together, he's
nah, so man. There's rats. Players that start like migrating and saying, you know what, we gotta fucking get rid of this fucking guy.
Which guy though?
Start stacking up the teams. Mahomes.
What about
yeah,
Mahomes?
Yeah, like bro, Ravens are just gonna start fucking overloading. Bro.
Could you imagine you're in the league
you
and
got
you're just
Derek
fucking
games? Henry, bro.
They're gonna get more, bro.
They're gonna
watch.
Get more. Or the Bills will get someone.
The Bills, I think, will get somebody.
And
maybe
the Bengals are able to keep their team together and just improve their defense. They're back in the conversation.
Yep.
Nah, they need a complete turnaround over there.
Not really.
No.
Their offense is perfectly fine.
On defense, yeah, obviously.
Thing is, he has such a...
But you know what's so weird on the defense? Like, they got Trey Henderson. It's like, what is actually...
Their secondary is horrible.
Secondary is terrible. Yeah.
Asswater would be a second and 19. Second and 19
garbage.
First down and shit.
Leading, leading guy of has a sacks. Receiving yards, receptions, touchdowns.
It's actually fucked. It's actually
passing yards. And we didn't even make playoffs.
You
take
their record away and you just look at all of their performances.
It's one of those questions. You're
like, holy fuck, they probably won the Super Bowl.
It'd be one of those questions.
That's one of those memes where you put up the stats.
Yeah, that was just about saying, and you don't know who's what. Yeah.
Put up Mahomes stats and put up Joe Burrow stats and say, who won the Super Bowl this year?
It's exactly one of those ones. It's just crazy they didn't make the playoffs, man. Like, at least.
That's what I'm saying. Broncos did fuck up a lot of shit.
Yeah. They just snuck in to just be there to take a fucking spot.
Bo Nix was enlisted in the rookie?
Oh, no. We didn't even read the offensive. We didn't read.
He's probably in there because
he's in the finalists, probably.
Yeah. Yo, Shay, what is it though? Like, I'm actually, could you still open on your phone? I'm actually just curious on what it is before we go.
What, you looking for if there's an Eagles player in there?
No, offensively, no, there isn't.
Brock Bowers.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers.
I think it has to be Jaden.
Bo Nix, Brian Thomas.
Nah, it has to be Jaden.
Yeah. It's a stacked class though, bro.
Super stacked.
Yeah, this is why the most stacked draft class. This would be in history.
Like, these are like walk-on rookies who are ballers. Bro.
Yeah,
it's actually insane.
Like when you look in the future, it's like this would be like the most stacked.
Is the rookie class ever? Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas next season. Holy fuck,
oh, bro! Malik Brian Thomas and Jaden played on the same fucking team. Bro.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Another LSU trio, bro.
Yeah,
yeah,
bro.
LSU Jason, bro.
Jarvis Landry.
Everybody's gotta be OBJ. Looking at fucking LSU, man. Like pick off the receivers.
What crack are they doing over there with the receivers, though?
I think room, Odell
man.
And...
good culture, man.
Odell and Jarvis coaching. Started it.
Yeah, good culture there, though, for the receivers.
Odell and Jarvis definitely started it. Sure. Just carried on.
Jamar Jefferson.
Anyways, man.
Brian.
So, yo, Malik Nabers. We talking to him next week? The week before the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
we'll catch y'all next week, bro.
Yeah.